So, Imani, when did you become a radio presenter?
Oh, it must have been about 5 years ago now. And I started off on a newspaper, just working in the office and seeing how things in journalism work. And then I ended up reading the news on the radio for a little while. And then finally they gave me a slot to become a radio presenter, and I love it.
So when did you first appear on your first radio programme, as it were?
That was literally 5 years ago, and before that I was just doing some work experience, and then obviously, like I said, reading the news.
So have you already written any of your programmes?
I have quite a big input in what gets put on air. Frequently when we have interviews with some of the stars, I get to add in my own questions, but for the most part the basic structure's there, and then I just ad lib a lot.
I've already heard that you're a very good presenter.
Oh, that's very good. It's very flattering.
Yes, I was talking to somebody in the canteen the other day, and he told me that you're pretty impressive round here.
I think I've got a reasonable fan base, but yes, that's nice to hear.
Oh, I've already seen all those cards in your dressing room or office or whatever you call it. Quite an impressive little array of cards there. Yeah. Tell me, have you ever been drunk on air?
I don't think I've ever really been drunk, because as you know, it's a programme that goes out at about 11 o'clock in the morning. But obviously that doesn't give me much of a chance for going out normally, because I have to be up early. But I have to say that I have frequently had a hangover when I've come in of a morning to do my show.
And as occasionally you make broadcasts from abroad, have you been to any really good, interesting places?
I think there are a few interesting places, yes. I've had the chance to go off to Australia. Bit silly, really. It was for, I don't know if you've heard of the TV soap that's called Neighbours. I had the chance to go and interview, interview some of the cast of Neighbours, which was good. And it got our managed to give us listeners of a younger age, because obviously they're very into Neighbours and things like that. And that was lovely, because I managed to look all around Melbourne. And
I seem to remember having read the article that you wrote on your visit to Australia, and I found it very, very interesting. While you were over there, I seem to remember you writing that you'd eaten something very strange, along the lines of a Crocodile Dundee scenario.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because everybody thinks about that, because loads of people have seen Crocodile Dundee. And, yeah, I had the fantastic opportunity to try all sorts of horrible bugs. And what's interesting over in Australia is frequently they eat the bugs, the insects, raw, or alternatively cooked. And what was weird is that the raw bugs were tastier than the cooked ones.
And I understand you interviewed Paul Hogan, actually, the chap who played Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, and Sharon Stone. It was brilliant. Yeah.
That was really interesting. So, did you actually meet Sharon Stone?
No, that was over the radio. We managed to have a link-up with her. But she seems like a lovely lady. But Paul Hogan, it's very weird. He's so different from when he is in Crocodile Dundee, obviously, because actors aren't the same as the people that they play, but I suppose he's still quite rough and ready.